Hi guys, and welcome back to another handy episode. In today's video, I'm going to be telling you all about the new Handy 2 and the Handy 2 Pro. So you might be asking yourself, why am I stood in the middle of nowhere? And the reason for that is because the Handy 2 and the Handy 2 Pro don't need to be plugged in. So no longer are you tied to 2 meters away from a power socket. This is just one of the many other features that Handy have added to the Handy 2 and the Handy 2 Pro. There is absolutely loads to cover in today's video. I'm going to shut up and let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always. And as I said at the start of the video, Handy have announced their Handy 2 and Handy 2 Pro. So what's coming up in today's video? Well, I'm going to give you an unofficial unboxing of the Handy 2. If that wasn't enough, I'm also going to tell you a little bit more information about the toy. I'm going to give you a review at the end, and I'm going to be showing you how to connect the Handy 2 to the onboarding app. There is absolutely loads to cover in today's video. I'm going to shut up and let's get into it.
Okay guys, this is what you're here for. This is an unmarked Handy 2 box. The contents inside was a mystery to me at this point of recording. So let's crack it open and show you what's inside. One thing I would like to state is that this is not the final packaging. This is what the guys at Handy have rustled together so they can send me one of these out. I'm assured it's going to look a lot cooler than this. At the top of the box is our very sexy Handy 2 Pro Stroker inside a travel pouch. I really do like it when toy brands give out bags to protect your toys. We'll open this in a second, we'll see what else is inside the box first. Underneath the divide is our QR code that we can use to download the Handy onboarding app. This is what you're going to need if you want to control your Handy 2 with the app or you want to control it long distance. We've also got a sleeve, and it was at this point I was looking for the charging cable and power pack. So I literally took apart the box, and I genuinely did think this was missed out. The only thing that was left was this small box inside. Inside was the quick lock mount that holds the stroker to the sleeve. But more importantly, there was a USB-C to USB-C charging cable. Don't worry, I'll show you how to connect that a little later in the video. As I said earlier, you also get a sleeve included. This means you're going to be able to use your Handy 2 straight out of the box. This is the extra True Grip sleeve that they sell on their website. Handy do have a wide range of sleeves on their website, and I've covered the Dream Collection in one of my other videos. But literally on their website, on the day of recording this, they've also released the Stamina sleeves and the Mod sleeves. The extra True Grip has lots of lumps and bumps on the inside, and it's got ridges along the top. But make sure to check out the other sleeves, as it will give you more variety when using the Handy 2. Okay, so this is the bit you've been waiting for. We're going to take the Handy 2 out of the pouch and show you what's new. Again, this isn't the final version. There are some tiny cosmetic changes that Handy are aware of and are going to change. These will improve the final look and overall performance of the Handy 2. And I've been assured that these changes will be made by the time they start shipping these out. One of the first things you'll notice is that there's no exposed plastic where you'll hold the body of the toy. This means you'll get a better, comfier grip when holding the stroker. At the front of the toy is where our quick lock mount attaches to our sleeve. You'll also notice that the track length is also longer. On the other side of the toy is the Handy logo, and on the base is our charging port, and we've now got the hands-free mount built into the toy, so we no longer have to buy another attachment. There's one at the bottom and one underneath the charging port. Now it's at this point I'm guessing you're wondering how the sleeve mounts work. There's a magnet on the base of the toy and a metal pad on the sleeve mount. Put the two together and the magnet pulls in the mount. This isn't one of those wishy-washy magnets that don't work properly. This is extremely strong and pulls the mount into position. Then all you need to do is give the mount a small twist and it locks it into place. To remove the mount or quickly change it, all you need to do is twist it back in the opposite direction. Then pull the magnets apart and you're ready to attach another sleeve. You could quite easily buy multiple of these and quickly change sleeves as needed. Like the mount on the original Handy, the sleeves are held in place by Velcro. Undo the strap, slide in your sleeve, then pull the Velcro strap tight and place it over itself. As I said earlier on, the charging port is located at the base of the toy, and all you need to do is slide in your charging cable. Depending on whether you buy the Handy 2 or the Handy 2 Pro, you will have a difference in battery life. The Handy 2 has 700 milliamps and the Handy Pro 2 will have 3200, which if I had to hazard a guess, I would say it's up to 2 hours with the Handy 2, up to about 5.5 hours with the Handy 2 Pro. So it's really going to be worth getting the Pro 2 because it lasts a lot longer.
So there you have it, guys. That's what you get when you buy the Handy 2 and the Handy 2 Pro. The next thing I'm going to do is show you how to use it in standalone mode.
Okay, guys, to get things started, we're going to turn on our Handy 2 Pro. Once switched on, the stroking arm will reset itself to the base of the toy. If your Handy 2 is not connected to a Bluetooth device, you'll see the Bluetooth logo on the screen. I've been assured that when the Handy 2 and the Handy 2 Pro are ready to be released, these lights will be much more crisp. So if you are having a bit of a problem seeing them in this video, don't worry. These will be much more crisp and easier to see when you get your version of the stroker. This screen here will also change. It will display what mode you're in your Handy 2. Again, Handy are aware of this and it will be fixed by the time it's been released. If you push the link button in the bottom right hand side, it connects it to Wi-Fi. If you see a green light, it means that your Handy 2 is in standalone mode. This means that it has been connected to either Bluetooth or Wi-Fi in the past, but it means that it's not currently connected. Whatever mode you're in, all you need to do is push the power button to start the stroker. Like the original Handy, to control the speed of the stroke and the length of it, you use the up and down and left and right buttons. If you push the right button, it increases the speed of the stroke. And if you push the up and down buttons, it will control the length of it. We're currently using the maximum stroke length, so we're going to push the down button to decrease it. And to increase it again, we just push the up button. If you want the Handy 2 to stroke a specific part, you'll first need to hold down the up button. And if you keep your finger held down, it will move the base of the stroke length. As you can see, the stroking arm no longer goes to the base of the toy. When it reaches the maximum, it flashes on the screen. You can also increase the speed of the stroke. If you want to change the stroke length again from the top to the bottom, you can hold down the down button and it will increase the base length. With the stroke length still on screen, single push the down button and it will move the top end of the stroke length. This means that the Handy 2 can stroke exactly where it feels best for you. One thing that I think has been added to the Handy 2 is that there are stroking patterns built in. To access these, you must start the stroker going up and down. You'll then need to single push the link button in the bottom right of the Handy 2. This will automatically start the first stroking pattern. I'm going to move the stroke length down so you can see it better in action. What you'll notice is the stroking arm will go fast and it will slow down. To change the stroking pattern, all you need to do is push on the left button or the right button. And this will scroll through the preset stroking patterns. There are 10 preset inbuilt stroking patterns within your Handy 2 and the Handy 2 Pro.
So there you have it, guys. That's how to use the Handy 2 and the Handy 2 Pro. The next thing I'm going to show you is how to connect them to the Handy onboarding app.
Okay, guys, the first thing you're going to need to do to control the Handy 2 from your app is turn your toy on. To do that, all you need to do is hold down the power button. The toy will light up and the logo will display on the screen. You'll also notice that the stroking arm will also reset to the base of the toy. Once fully powered up, you'll notice that the light at the top of the toy flashes blue. You'll also notice that the Bluetooth logo is displayed on the screen. Now what you're going to need to do is go over to the Google Play Store on your Android device or go to the App Store on your Apple device. In here, you're going to want to download the Handy onboarding app. This only takes a minute or two to do. I've already done that, so I'm going to open it on my Android device. Don't forget that you will need your Bluetooth switched on your mobile device. Once you have done that, click on the Give Bluetooth Permissions button. Your phone will do a quick search for the Handy 2. Once found, click on the Connect button. The toy will then display on screen that it's connected to the app. You'll be then asked to confirm that you've read the terms and conditions. Click on Accept All. We're then going to be asked to set up our Wi-Fi connection. Again, this is super simple to do. Click on the Search for Networks button. You'll then have to select your home router and enter in the password. This is normally located somewhere on your router. Click on the Connect button and it will pair your Handy 2 with your Wi-Fi network. The app and the toy will both display when you've successfully connected to your home Wi-Fi. You'll now be asked to decide when you turn your toy on, whether it's in online mode or offline mode. For the purpose of this part of the video, I am going to select online mode. If at any time you want to change this, you can change it within the app. We're going to click on the X to skip the welcome message. In the top right of our screen, you can see we've connected via Bluetooth. We've also connected to our home Wi-Fi and we're connected to the Handy servers. In the middle of our screen is our connection key. We can use this to give other people control of our toy. Underneath that, we can go online and connect to the Handy servers. For now, all we're going to do is control our Handy 2 with Bluetooth. So what we want to do is click on the remote control button at the bottom of the screen. This will bring up the control panel. The bar at the top adjusts the speed of the stroker. The slide bar underneath that adjusts the length of the stroke and its position. When you're ready, all you need to do is click on the start button. Now you can start adjusting the speed and the length of the stroke. When you're finished, all you need to do is click on the stop button. To control your Handy 2 online, you first need to put it in online mode. Push and hold down the link button in the bottom right hand side of the Handy 2. This will change the light on the top from blue to purple. Once you've done that, click on the go online button on the Handy onboarding app. The app will then load the homepage for the controller. And the same features work here. The top bar controls the speed and the bottom bar controls the length of stroke and its position. Once you're sitting comfortably, click on the start button and the toy will start. So there you have it, guys. That's how you connect your Handy 2 and the Pro 2 to the onboarding app. The next thing I'm going to do is give you a little bit more information about the Handy 2 and the Handy Pro 2. What I'll do is I'll give you the information that is the same for both toys first. And then afterwards, I'll tell you what's different between the two. Both toys measure 8.46 inches, which is 215 millimeters. They both have a stroke length of 4.9 inches, which is 125 millimeters. And they both have a connection of Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. And the overall net weight of both toys is 750 grams. So those are the things that are the same on the Handy 2 and the Pro 2. What we'll do now is move on to the differences between the two. First off is the max speed of both strokers. The maximum speed of the standard Handy 2 is 400 millimeters per second. The Pro 2 is 450 millimeters per second. And what you can do with the Pro version is overclock it to 800 millimeters per second. And if you don't know what overclocking is, it means that you go into the settings of the toy and you take it beyond what the manufacturer recommends. As I say, the Pro 2 has been set with 450 and you can add an additional 350. One of the really important differences is the battery life. The standard Handy 2 version has 700 milliamps, whereas the Pro version has 3200. Now, this might not mean much to many people, but when it comes to battery life, you'll probably get about an hour to an hour and a half of continuous use with the standard version of the Handy 2. The Pro version will give you 5.5 to 6 hours worth of continuous use. So it's a massive difference. And when it comes to charging the two, it takes an hour to change. Now, when it comes to charging the toys, it takes about an hour to charge the standard version. And the Pro 2 version takes an hour and a half. Although the batteries are bigger in the Pro 2 version, it draws in more power at 30 watts. The standard version only draws in 15. So again, a big plus for the Pro 2 version. And because the Pro 2 version can go a lot faster than the standard version, it's all Teflon coated on the mechanics inside. Plus, they also use premium bearings. This means the toy runs smoother and it's a lot quieter. One of the final differences is that the Pro version comes in this stealth black. And the standard version comes in a dark grey. So not only does the Pro version work a lot faster and is a lot more powerful, it also looks a lot cooler. Now, I think that's all the technical information out of the way. I'm going to go and test this now and I'll be back with a review. Okay, so it's the day after, the night before, and it's review time. The first thing I'm going to say is this is an extremely good stroker. It's a massive improvement over the original Handy. As I said earlier in the video, the whole body is now covered in silicone, and the fact that there's no cable getting in the way just makes it easier to grip. Now, like I said earlier in the video, you do get an increased stroke length. And this just hasn't been added to the top of the toy, it's also been added to the bottom. I'm not that well endowed. I'm never going to reach this top bit, but I am going to use this bottom section that they've added a lot more. So one thing I did wish I had more of is these sleeve attachments. And the reason for that is because I was using some of the Dream Collection sleeves, and all I kept thinking is how easy it would have been just to change them over as quickly as that. And when I wanted to swap them, all I do is just remove them again. One thing I did overlook when I started making the video is the guys at Handy have changed the position of the buttons. So this is how I would normally hold a stroker. And if we take a look at the back, we can see my thumb is directly above the buttons. And with the screen on the front, you can also see the length of the stroke and the speed of it. Now, I do know there'll be a few people saying, I like that I can leave my stroker plugged in. I like that it's mains powered. I don't want to have batteries. Well, don't worry, you can still plug in your USB charging cable and use it directly from the mains. I also know that there'll be people who have got the Handy one and want to make the upgrade but have got lots of attachments. Well, don't worry, they also are cross-compatible. Now, I think that's everything I wanted to cover in this video. I know there's been a lot of sensors that have been added to the stroker that stop it from locking and overcharging and overheating. I don't know much about those, so I didn't want to go into too much detail. If you have been inspired to buy yourself a Handy 2 or the Handy 2 Pro, there is a link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Handy's profit should you buy something. If you do have any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. Until next time, peace out.